Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Did you guys know it only took me 3 months in the Amazon merch program to have my first $1,000 profit month? I did this by chasing trends. I do recommend if you're in the low merch tiers, to chase trends. You need to be selling what people are looking to buy that day, ideally, right? You always want to be in the biggest demand niches. Now, back in the day when I had my first big success in a single niche that again made me $1,000 just 3 months into the program, I was staying in my lane. It was in a niche, it was a trend in a niche that I personally was very much interested in and invested in. And it's hard to try to keep your finger on the pulse of every single niche out there, right? Or is it? In this video, I want to show you how you can actually do exactly that. You can keep your finger on the pulse of trends across many niches, all of which, or I can't say all, but let's just be like most of which should theoretically be safe to sell as well. Okay, I can't speak in broad stroke it like, oh yeah, it's all safe to sell. We don't really know that because each niche is unique, right? It needs to be taken individually and you need to do your due diligence, all that good stuff. But in this video, I want to show you the easiest way to follow trends, even if it's outside of the scope of what you personally care about. So let's get to it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you exactly the easiest way to follow trends so that you have an edge over other people attempting to do this other ways. It starts with Merch Dominator. There's no other research tool out there that is better at finding emerging trends and showing you what is currently in demand. So we're gonna go over here to the sidebar under MBA and KDP. You can either click bestsellers and sort by newest, or you can actually also look at seller trends. So I'll show you both real quick. So here under bestsellers, the sorting, we're gonna sort by newest and hit search. Under seller trends, it basically gives you the same view. So why don't we stay here in seller trends for a second? Now, again, I didn't type anything into the search bar, and this is not just going and fetching me the best sellers and putting them in order, which is what most people look at. And there's nothing wrong with doing it that way. But if we're looking for the emerging trends, the things that might be selling, you know, decent today, but could explode tomorrow, as by the way, is normally the case in my opinion, like for all the big trends I've hit, it's usually slow the day of, like I'm a little bit early sometimes and I'm like, oh, maybe it's not going to be as big as I thought. Then the next day or a day after, it's exploding. So don't give up on these things too. Give it some time. Again, so we're just looking at emerging trends here. These are relatively newly submitted products. In the case of using the seller trends, you can see that the dates that these products were submitted, it's not as relevant. They're really looking at designs that are outperforming their average BSR over the last 30 days by a significant margin. Okay, so where their current BSR is versus their 30-day average. And on bestsellers here, if you sort by newest, it's actually looking specifically for recently submitted designs that are selling well. So right away, actually, we'll just sit here. Look at the top two, the first two. I don't know why I Hate Terrorists is a niche that's trending, but it clearly is. Now, the BSRs are 255,000 and 184,000. It's not like they're so, you know, good in terms of the BSR that this is going to be on everybody's radar. Only Merch Dominator is actively seeking out these newly submitted designs and prioritizing indexing them for us to see that, hey, this could potentially turn into something bigger than what it is today. Because, guys, at 250,000 BSR and 180,000 BSR, nobody's getting rich off of this design. But again, look at the date it was submitted. Today is May 4th. Those were submitted May 3rd. These are basically less than 24 hours old, and they're already generating sales. That can be indicative of, you know, an upcoming trend. This one says, bruh, formerly known as mom. So maybe that's a funny, you know, Mother's Day niche for 2024. April daisies, that one probably losing relevance since it's May. This one says, I choose the bear. Now, I don't know why that's a trend, like why that's, it could be a trend. It might not be. I choose the bear. Is that like from a quote from a movie or something like that? Choosing the bear mean all about this simple yet profound trend, right? I don't necessarily need to understand this. are you choosing the bear or the man? What is this about? So it's something about TikTok, crediting the viral TikTok news account to hosts debating the topic last week. So it sounds like a TikTok trend, guys. And, you know, I don't fault you if you missed it because clearly I did. But guess what? It doesn't matter. We can monetize it, right? If people are buying shirts that say, I choose the bear, as long as it's not trademarked and Amazon merch doesn't have something against the content policy, maybe you can make sales there. Always tired, never broke, autism awareness, bruh, we out. Lunch ladies. Okay. Lunch lady t-shirt, by the way, everybody's talking about t-shirts or teachers. What about the lunch ladies? Sell them some t-shirts. Officially retired instead of official. They said, oh, fish Ali for fishermen's. Meanwhile, in North Bend, they have Bigfoot riding a zebra. Okay. I don't get that, but who knows? In my double digits era. Now, I wouldn't be selling the era shirts on merch. I just don't think it's worth it right now. I actually never really listed any of them on merch, truly. The end of the year autographs, 2023, 2024. Love that. shout out to Oregon Trail right there. I don't know. I wouldn't be, you know, pushing Oregon Trail stuff just in case it's an IP infringement. But again, if you're serious about selling any of these, you need to just do your due diligence. Dive in. Take a look. Obviously, keep your account safe. So this is me going to best sellers on the sidebar, sorting by newest. It's prioritizing recently submitted designs, looking for what could be emerging trends. And then this could just be, it's not assigning as much weight to when these designs were created, but you can still see potential trends forming when you look at this screen. This is the seller trends on the left-hand side. You've got the psychedelic frog. You've got the talk derby to me as I record this. The Kentucky Derby is today. You've got the Haiti flag. I do believe, wasn't it Haiti Independence Day? Yeah, Haiti Flag Day in May, May 18th, right? If you didn't know that, just look up, why is the Haiti flag trending? Boom, now you know a t-shirt niche 2 weeks before it happens, right? Bro, we out teachers. So you, like, if you didn't even know that school was gonna end, you know, around this time of year, now you know. School's out for summer, so again, you got an astronaut riding a T-Rex. That's just a cool shirt. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a trend if it's here. I got that dog in me with the Costco hot dogs. I know that niche has been, you know, on and off, like kind of, it just seems to reemerge at times, you know, the hot dog niche, what do we call it? The glizzy niche, whatever you want to call it. But that's a funny one there. I don't know how I feel about using the like Costco hot dog photo in a merch design just because, man, like I treat merch differently, man. I'm just so safe with merch, but either way, they're doing it. And I mean, so far so good for them. Bruh, formerly known as mom. So we're seeing another one of these bruh, formerly known as moms. You had one here under the best sellers, and then you have one here under the seller trends. That could be something. Field trip, anyone, candy crew, end of year autographs, in my volleyball era, human by chance, alpha by choice, mental health awareness. I thought I saw one over here for mental health awareness too, didn't I? Yeah, here's one right here, the green designs. The awareness style designs, they usually have like ribbons and specific colors associated with them, making them pretty easy from a design perspective to approach and make good or decent enough designs. So you see Mother's Day stuff, we know that's coming, etc. Guys, cute but spicy, my birthday, cruise squad 2024, more mental health awareness, field day I'm pretty sure is trademarked. More and more of these college themed shirts are popping up. That could be that merch is doing deals with different colleges, universities, etc. Definitely remember this, guys. Don't touch anything related to universities, colleges, etc. Do not do that. You know what I mean? And don't do it in like a weird fringe, backdoor, gray area way either. Nobody has lawyers the way that, I mean, I'm making a statement here that I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but like for real, the universities typically have very active legal teams that go and will file, like actively sit there and file takedowns. And you do not want that. Those are the types of takedowns where they'll just close your account, man. It's not worth it. So that's me talking about colleges, universities specifically, because we've been seeing more and more of them kind of popping up here in the emerging designs. And on the bestsellers too, if you just went to the organic bestsellers without filtering. Also, it seems like they did a deal with the New York Knicks as well. So hopefully you guys are familiar. That's an NBA team. The last thing you want to do is be selling anything related to NBA teams, NFL teams, etc. I mean, they don't even let us use the word chief anymore in any context because of the infringement on the Kansas City Chiefs, right? So that's just where we're at these days, guys. So anyways, I hope you found this video helpful. Of course, I'm going to drop a link to Merch Dominator at the top of the description. I'm not just saying this as a talking head on a screen. If my YouTube channel ceased to exist, which hopefully that never happens, I would still be using Merch Dominator regularly to keep my finger on the pulse of trends. This is the easiest way to do it, in my opinion, because they prioritize indexing new submissions, okay? Can't beat it, guys. So check it out, linked in the description. Thank you for watching. Please like, please subscribe, and I will see you tomorrow with a new top five niches of the week video.